Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Welcome to my house of horrors, otherwise known as Tom on the Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's 11 o'clock. You know who I am, and if you don't, well, you haven't been listening, but hey, you listen tonight, and I'm glad you have. I'm Tom O'Neill. Can't do this show without the myth, the man, and the man that's going to break some news and probably break some hearts within the next few seconds. Steve Baxley, I intentionally waited for this moment. I'm all excited, and I'm all tingly. Give it to me.
All right, as you know, my show, Tom's show, and Jay's show here on Blog Talk Radio have all been following the fate of TNA. And as I told, and as I said to all three, including myself, yeah, I talked to myself. Get that enough. Halloween apples. We would be bringing you, it may be Halloween, but there's a trick and a treat given to all of you wrestling fans out there just angling to find out what the judge said. Well, the Tennessean, it came down today. The Tennessean is reporting and confirming. Chancellor Ellen Hobbs Lyle ruled against Billy Corgan's request for temporary injunction against TNA. Which would have prevented them from making major business decisions or to sell the company without Corgan being involved in the decision. TNA can proceed to run the company without Corgan being involved. In fact, his body is being exhumed right now by the broken Matt Hardy and company. Corgan will be paid back for loans he made to the company, which are due tomorrow, November 1st. He had two that were paid, and this one had a little proviso that would have given him Carter's 92.5% voting rights. The judge ruled that that provision was enforceable. So now, after he gets paid tomorrow, Corgan is out of TNA picture and future.
Ain't that a bitch?
Ah, but there's more. There's more. Although he could still move forward with his lawsuit, Corgan made three loans to the company with his client having that provision that would have given him the company has until tomorrow to pay Corgan's $3.8 million loan.
Which we know is not going to happen.
But, here we go. Anthem Sports Entertainment, the parent company of the Canadian network, previously agreed to pay for it. However, they were unwilling to pay for it, which would have been in the neighborhood of $900,000 for $1.8 million loan. PW Insider, which faces, they were the ones that wrote the story, noted that court ruled for Corgan to be owed the transaction fee because there is no evidence on what has been filed so far that proves that there has been an acquisition of TNA and its parent company. Corgan does have the option to convert that debt into a 36% ownership stake in the company. That does appear now unlikely. Assuming that Anthem repays Corgan, are you ready for this?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the little bon mot of a bombshell. Anthem Entertainment, Sports Entertainment, parent company of the Fight Network, would give that when they pay Corrigan the rest of the loan that he made, that will give Anthem Entertainment 85% control of the company, with Arl Lux having a 10% stake and Dixie Carter retaining 5%. Jason Brown of Arrowlook, who's been running the day-to-day operations of the company, is expected to take over as the president of TNA. PW Insider recently reported that with Anthem in charge, there would be only 3 to 4 television tapings per year. As for Corrigan, he said this on Twitter. For those asking, I am in no way disappointed in the judge's ruling regarding TNA. Rather, I'm grateful the judge considered the case. It is important to note in these proceedings that have brought forth facts which illuminate business practices I have fought against for a reason. And I suggest that a careful reading on the judge's ruling supports there could be no claim of victory by anyone in a position of authority. At least one TNA wrestler didn't seem happy with this decision, as Mike Bennett wrote on Twitter, quote, "Well, back to bad business as usual," end quote. This report not only coming from the newspaper Tennessean, but from our good friends over at WrestlingInc.com. And what this means, Tom, is simple. You know all those times TNA was getting very high up in the ratings because of the deletion and broken Matt Hardy and his brother and his family? Guess what, folks? TNA, well, guess what? Well, the wrong person got deleted. That's right. Bye-bye, Billy Corgan. And effectively, bye-bye all that creative juice that could have saved TNT a ton of money and could have made them actually bigger than WWE. What? Now, here's also the little bombshell bon mot. Anthem Sports and Entertainment, also known as the Fight Network, they get a hold of the tape library, and they ain't selling to WWE. So to repeat once again, Corrigan loses.
That's the news I was waiting on.
That's right. Corrigan loses. TNA fans lose, and some of their high-profile wrestlers also lose. But look on the
on their heading and the heading of NXT.
Yeah, I have a feeling that may happen. But look on the bright side, folks. Dixie Carter now owns just 5% of a financially strapped company.
Wow, to go from the penthouse to the outhouse, Billy Corrigan, my goodness.
Yeah, but I have a feeling it's not over between Corrigan and TNA. I just don't have, I just.
You say he has some outstanding loans with TNA?
Let's put it this way. He paid off some, he was the financier, I guess you could say, along with Anthem Sports and Entertainment. Corrigan helped fund TNA for about 3 months. Wow. It's a strange thing when you read between the lines. The wrestlers of TNA were happy that finally they would get somebody that could move TNA up in the nice little light of creativity. And they did. They were getting some good press and some good ratings. But now
I think a lot of this hinged on because a lot of these the we can say the elite TNA wrestlers, once wrestled for Vince and WWE, and they realized that if TNA goes, they will not be wrestling anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. To go ahead further, let's see. I did mention Anthem Sports Entertainment Corp, parent of Fight Network, had gone on record as saying they would repay Corrigan's loans on behalf of TNA, no problem. Of course, the judge in the case stated that although the clause in question, that was the third loan, was unenforceable, it was not without merit, as Carter and TNA did default on their agreement. Although the judge agreed with large portions of Corrigan's case, they were unable to rule in his favor. And, well, let's put it this way. He's not going to pursue any more lawsuits, but they are, the ownership is now literally shaken up.
That's status quo for that company.
Yes, and the Harris twins, former wrestlers, who own Arolux, will have 10%, Anthem 85%, Carter 5%. TNA is not for sale because, I guess, if when you read about it, they got bought by their own people.
Yeah, and they got rid of somebody they really didn't want.
That's right. They got rid of a man that could have creatively helped them in ratings and with the presentation. Now it's business as usual. So
same old. Same
the
old.
Deletion is gone. Billy Corrigan, the wrong person to have been deleted.
Oh, well. Well.
And that is that for that. So, repeating one more time, status quo, Corrigan loses, and TNA was bought by its main shareholder, the Fight Network.
And they're not even in this country.
Yeah, somewhere up in Sanford, Connecticut, two steroid-induced freaks, I mean Vince McMahon and his son-in-law, Triple H, are wearing their spandex and wrestling each other with a nice bottle of champagne going, well, they screwed themselves up even more.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yep, that's true. That's it for that. There's your breaking news. Long-awaited, but very much semi-predicted.
Yeah. Now they got to go on their own to find somebody dumb enough to invest in the company, but there's really no company.
Not anymore.
So, wow. I don't know what was more shocking, that Billy Corgan got kicked out or that the Chicago Bears are giving Minnesota a game tonight. But I guess
Why?
It's a good thing if you're a Packers or a Lions fan.
Yes. Lions, oh boy, what in the Sam Hill?
Or Sam Houston.
What went wrong?
Yeah, Texans weren't that great. It was just that the wrong team got on the plane.
Yeah, and he was still coached by a complete and total demented hose head.
We got some downs left. Let's try for another 5 minutes.
My life of sanity. Did this guy fall off of the cherry train head first, thinking, hey, this is Canadian Football League? Three down? What?
We'll be talking about Purse if I didn't know already.
I heard the Lions game, and for the life of me, I'm still trying to figure out Caldwell's reason to do what he did. They had a chance to win, and yet he decides, onside kick, come on. Then it happens, and he turns in Officer Bar Brady from South Park. Nothing to see here. Go on. Nothing to see here. Oh, my God. I tell you, Tom, the Lions, they're sort of Jekyll and hiding the NFL. One week, they're good as gold. They're ready to hit the playoffs of with vim, vigor, and gusto. And the next, you would have thought they got bleeped by Roseanne Barr.
Well, by the way, folks, the Lions are 4-4. The Packers are 4-3. And the Vikings are soon to be, I think it's 5-2. So, but the Bears are actually thinking they can get on a winning streak here and be in the playoff hunt themselves. But I tell you, the way they're playing tonight, that may not be too far from the truth. I mean, to show you that the position of quarterback is the most important position on a sports team anywhere, how is it that, you know, one quarterback, all shaky as he is, can make such a difference in the way both sides of the ball act?
I mean, it boggles the mind, man. It boggles the mind.
Yes, it does. And because of games like this, you're going to have Jay Cutler get some offers next year and not from the Bears.
I hope one of them's not with the Lions.
I hope the Lions had their stinker of a game last Sunday, because the division is theirs. I said it the first part of the year until the Vikings got smoking hot. I'll say it now. The division is there for the Detroit Lions to take.
I do agree. I do agree, and I have this feeling they might take it in the back door as a wild card team.
Yeah, and just get in the playoffs. I mean, just get in. That's all I'm. That's all I can say. I mean, they have a chance.
This is true.
Hell, if the Bears can walk around thinking they have a chance, why not the Lions?
True. I mean, why give the Bears a fair fight? Come on, Lions, suit up, man up. And don't
F
up.
Well, they effed up yesterday. Yes. Hopefully they won't do it again this upcoming Sunday.
Congratulations.
I'll tell you two teams.
Congratulations, Chicago Cubs. Mwah.
Yeah, but they haven't finished. They haven't finished the deal yet. I mean, I think it's going to be Tribe in 6 or Cubs in 7.
Ooh. Well, I did say on some cases in Twitter and Facebook that this was going to go full plate.
Yeah, and Fox is very happy for the ratings. According to reports, this is the best rated World Series in the 12 years that Fox has been carrying the World Series. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yes. And there are some people who left Wrigley Field when the Cubs won last night going, "Goat? What goat?"
But the deal is not sealed yet. I mean, they still got to win two more games.
This is true. Good luck to them both. Good luck to both teams. I'm going to remain neutral, but someone's going to win. Someone's going to break a big losing streak. And I wish them all the luck in the world.
And this game tomorrow has affected sports in Cleveland. It was approved tonight that the game between the Rockets and the Cavaliers will be moved up an hour to start at 6 o'clock tomorrow night and instead of 7:10. So they can, so the endings of the games won't coincide with each other. And the Cavaliers already said that when the game is over, they're going to head right over to Progressive Field, which is about 100 yards away from the queue, and watch the last part of the game from a suite. And also the Rockets are going to get a police escort out of town after the game so they can head to the airport to fly to their next destination, which is New York.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be, if the Tribe wins that game tomorrow night, it's going to be a nut house.
I will agree.
I mean, you're talking 3 and 4 generations of Tribe fans partying together. But as I said before, the Tribe better take care of business tomorrow because anything can happen in a game 7.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually does. So I think Fox would be happy, as you would say, to go full plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be happy. I would be happy with them going 7 games. It's very intense baseball that's going on between these two teams, and it's going to be very interesting to see how many Cub fans sneak into Progressive Field tomorrow. But the Cub fans travel well wherever, and they'll pay anything, especially if it's in a clinching situation to watch your team break the 108-year-old curse. But let's remember the Indians have a 48-year curse that they're trying to break also.
Oh, yes.
And then there are the Browns. I think that team has resigned itself to lose 16 games. Well, actually, if you include the preseason game, 20 games. But let's remember, the Lions in that infamous 2008 year, they won their 4 exhibition games but lost their 16 regular season games. The Browns haven't won a game yet.
This is true.
I didn't even have to watch the game. All I needed to hear was the Browns were up wide at halftime by, I think it was 20-7, and they couldn't hold the lead in the second half and lost.
Indeed.
I tell you, I mean, whatever they did in this offseason last year did not work, and it made the situation worse.
Ouch. Speaking of,
but they did pull a trade today to try to get some help and even clean up a little bit of their. No, they traded a conditional draft pick to New England for the linebacker Collins.
I guess their thinking is
let's try to do another rebuild with defense first.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
And speaking of rebuilding, what in the name of all that is holy in this world is going on with Channel 5 in Cleveland?
I mean, they're not in last place. But they made more changes than a last place station would in a similar situation. I mean, I think this is a company-wide problem with Scripps itself. You have a station in Cincinnati that's a Scripps station that hasn't had a new news director in 8 months. They have 21 vacancies at that said station and haven't filled them. So that means the staff that's there working like dogs. And the situation you mentioned today was Friday, they fired their morning anchor and their morning meteorologist simply because they stood in line to get free Jay-Z tickets on company time.
Not their morning hottie. Come on. No.
The hottie. Their hottie got fired.
The hottie got, oh my God.
Jackie got fired.
First they get rid of an iconic logo for a piece of burnt cheese. And now this.
Oh, they don't have a circle. They don't have Circle 5 anymore?
They do, but it's sort of an abomination.
Mm.
It's like, it's sort of like a copy of one that's in Iowa. It's a plain five with an even plainer ABC logo next to it.
Oh, jeez. I mean, the Circle 5 is iconic.
Yes, I mean, it's like the famed Circle 7, which no one will ever touch. At least we hope not. But as they say, change comes and nothing is forever, as they say.
I agree. Yeah, they got rid of their morning hottie and their morning weathercaster, who is a hottie also.
I'm going to miss some more.
I guess the company has a problem not necessarily with them standing in line for Jay-Z tickets, but the problem is the free concert was on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Check, please.
And they stood in line on company time.
Oh.
Which creates a conflict of interest potentially.
Uh-uh.
So that's why Scripps did what they did. But the good news is I have two pieces of good news for that area. They got Rob Powers, who used to do sports in Toledo and New York, as their main anchor. And if Cleveland 19 can wait 6 months, you got your new anchor woman in the morning and your new weathercaster all in the same package.
Wicked.
So, I don't know how much they made, but I'm sure they can get a loan from somewhere to tide them over until their no competes run out.
Yeah, maybe Billy Corgan can float them alone. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. float them on green stamps.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you, I mean, you would have to think that was, well, that was dumb on those two women's part. If they had just kept their mouths shut and did stood in the line to get Jay-Z tickets and not have to print them on print where they were at on Facebook, because you know somebody, not necessarily from the station but from the company, is looking at talent's personal Facebook pages. Oh, by the way, the Chicago did beat Minnesota 20-10, so it's official and it's final. But I'm just saying, I think if they were a little more seasoned, they realize you can't put yourself, and especially in a close election in a swing state, you can't put yourself in any jeopardy or favoritism.
True.
I mean, I think they would still have a job if it was for Jay-Z tickets in a concert.
True.
But the fact that they are free tickets and it's a event to benefit Hillary Clinton, that's, I think, was the tipping point for Scripps.
Yep.
So they won't be after their no compete runs out. I don't think they'll be out of the job for too long. I don't know who they are. I saw the pictures, and they are very attractive, and might be something that the last place Cleveland 19 would want. Because I have the feeling, as with a lot of stations, and before the rating book even started, a lot of stations are making mega changes. The Fox station in Philadelphia did some anchor shuffling on their morning show. So it's kind of weird. And the investigative reporter at Channel 7, I don't know her, and I don't know if it's her choice or not. But I find it interesting that she went from investigative reporter at Channel 7 to working now for the Detroit division of the DEA.
Uh-huh.
So, and now the Carmen Harlan Victory Tour has started tonight. If you go on, click on Detroit.com, or if you were lucky to see it, Bernie Smilovitz and Carmen did a ride-along of Carmen's old stomping grounds and where she grew up at and some of her haunts. So the Victory Tour has started, and it's a two-week Victory Tour that ends next Friday.
And she will be missed.
Usually, you know, that's usually something that a station or people in the station would say. She or he will be missed. But in this case, the case is correct. She will be missed. So just to get that. Oh, we must give congratulations also to our friend Ryan Field, who cut his teeth in Detroit at Fox Sports Detroit, then did a stint in L.A. with Fox Sports 1. Now he comes back east and has assumed Rob Power's old job as sports anchor at ABC 7 in New York.
Cool.
So I'm very happy for him. I mean, he got to go from L.A. to New York and not skip a beat. And he even posted a Facebook video with his two new anchor cohorts, Sade Benoit and Bill Ritter, and they were just welcoming him and introducing him, and he introduced himself and told a little about himself. So I'm happy for Ryan Field that he got his dream gig, and Rob Powers, he got back into news as an anchor, so almost everybody got what they wanted.
That's right. And you know what, Tom? I can't wait to find out who's this. I can't wait to find out who's the latest kissing couple.
Ah, geez, you must have read the outline today. I was looking upon for something else on Google today. Actually, I was looking because a friend of mine wanted to know the status of Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx, and apparently they are a couple, but they kept it very quiet over the last few years, and I was looking for information on that. But the latest kissing couple, and there are pictures to show this kissing couple, are 44-year-old Idris Elba, who's an actor, and the rumor is he will be playing the next James Bond, and 58-year-old Cougar, the Material Girl, Rochester Hills' own Madonna.
Well, there goes his career. Don't the Hollywood superstars read the manual? Read that 13th commandment, thou shalt not get hot with Madonna.
And there are pictures of Madonna
Lord.
And Idris Elba kissing face. So all I'm going to say is cougar. And don't get me wrong, Steve. There's nothing wrong with younger men dating older women. More power to them. I mean, I kind of like older women myself. I wouldn't know it, but what can we say?
Older is better.
I agree. And speaking of older, when one couple heats up, another couple calls it off, and I know you think you know. I think you know who I'm talking about. Mariah Carey and her billion-dollar boyfriend broke up. Now she wants not only to keep the ring, but she wants some money.
Gold digger.
My song, when I think of that, is I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with them broke. But the thing is, if she ain't messing with broke, why is she still with Nick Cannon? Well, I think I know why. Obviously, because they have kids together. You know, you got to do it for the kids. But I don't think we meant do it, wink, wink, for the kids.
Hey.
I mean, I notice you haven't heard. Now, granted, there was a rumor that Nick Cannon is messing together with one of his former loves, Christina Milian, who he starred with in the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing. And during that time, I think it was like in 1993, and during that time, they were an item. But you haven't heard too much about Nick Cannon dating somebody else. I mean, I think he's still, and let's remember, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey are still married. He refused to sign the divorce papers. And from what I'm hearing, it sounds like she wasn't resisting too hard for him not to sign the divorce papers. I think she's trying to have her cake and eat it too. And the billion-dollar boyfriend said, not with my dime, you won't.
Yeah, I think she decided she's had enough of the high life. Now she's wanting to be back poor and with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, no, I think the boyfriend signed off on it. I think the boyfriend is the one that broke it off because I think he got tired of Nick and Mariah doing more than co-parenting.
I got to agree with you.
I mean, there is no doubt that there is more than co-parenting going on with those two. And technically, she's a cougar when it comes to Nick Cannon. So I think that was a little spice in the pot. So now, you know, they can work on their marriage if they choose to do so. Because I think it's not just for the kids, but I think they just couldn't get enough of each other. Because you notice over the last Thanksgiving when the family was together, the family was together.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you don't like to give kids hope that their, you know, the mother and father can reconcile and get back together. But I think it was one of those one-shot things that, you know, it was the holidays and she was seeing the billion-dollar boyfriend and he was humping around, as Bobby Brown once said. But it was the holidays, and as I said, for old time's sake.
I got to say to the one, the only, Mr. Packer, there's a lot of good fish in the sea. You just happened to capture a old trout.
Hey! She could be your mama. Yeah, she got the equipment to be your mama.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, I just got the feeling that, and the holidays are coming up, and it's hard to believe, Steve, in less than 25 minutes, it'll be 61 days to 2017. Where has the year gone?
Right in the crapper. No.
I ain't disagreeing with you, man. I mean, you know, tell you how much of a crapper it has been for me personally this year. I went on my first date night this year last Saturday night.
Nice.
You didn't have to give me a moment of silence. It was a very good time me and my former college classmate had. And,
I was giving you the moment of silence and respect.
No, you were giving me a moment of silence because you thought I was got shot down. No, we've known each other. Me and my friend have known each other for nearly four decades. And we just, you know, we're just in the friend zone, as they say.
Taking it slow, taking it easy.
Yeah. Try to be there when and if she ever needs me. You know the lines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, the stranger things have happened. I mean, hey, look at the Cavaliers. Look at the Indians. Don't look at the Browns. Please don't look at the Browns. But I'm saying things change. Things happen. You have to be ready. You have to say the right things. You have to do the right things at the right time. Timing is everything. And I guess that's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping the same, too.
But the thing is, Steve, this one is worth the wait.
Bravo.